Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. From the rising of the sun even unto the going down thereof. Father God, your name is to be praised. And we lift our voice up like a trumpet, even on this prophetic midnight prayer call. We lift it up so that you will get the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we dare not complain, but we will give your name the praise. Because, Father, we understand and recognize that you are God and you God all by yourself. And you alone are the only one that's in charge. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare on this call greatness in the lives of your people. Father God, we declare victory in the lives of your people. Father God, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us. Father God, we declare it. We affirm it to be so. It shall not prosper in our lives, in our homes, in our churches, Father. We declare that everything will be done according to your will and according to your purpose, so that you and you alone will get the glory. Father, we declare that your word will live big on the inside of your people. We declare the turnaround in our businesses. We declare the turnaround in our business affairs. We declare the turnaround in our relationships. We declare the turnaround even in our workplace. We declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare our finances and our health and our family and our relationship, they are too are all blessed, Father. Father, we decree that all shall be well. Father, we decree also, even as we stand in unity and oneness of spirit, Father, we declare that this call will be a call of purpose. It will be a call of unity. It will be a call where there will be new strength given. It will be a call where you will anoint us afresh and you will revive us again. Father, we declare that this space, it shall be a space of freedom and liberty. It shall be a space of miracles and turnaround, and things are beginning to shift, and they're shifting in our favor. In the matchless name of your Son, Jesus, we give your name the praise, because, Father, we know that the steps of a good man, they have already been ordered by you. Therefore, Father, we declare that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. You are leading and you are guiding us. You are in charge, not man, not thing, nor situation, but you are Father. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and honor now and forevermore. Prophet Sam, let's open up the lines. We began to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, for this is a day you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for you said men ought to always pray and not faint. Father God, you told us to not grow weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we shall faint not. Father God, we decree and declare that the spirit of weariness is released from us now, the spirit of exhaustion, Lord, for we shall not be worn down. We shall not give up. We shall not wear thin, God, but we shall press in and press to the mark, Lord God. We strive to enter into your rest even now, God, for your glory. Lord, you told us to be strong and to be vigilant, Lord God, that your word will come forth in our life, the manifestation of what we are standing and believing you for. And right now, God, we decree and declare that we stand. We stand in victory, and we stand in faith, and we stand in faithfulness, Lord God, as we lift up your people, Lord God, as we stand in the gap. Father God, we lift up our leaders this evening. We bless them. We strengthen them. We cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. We push back the enemy, Lord God. We break the bands of wickedness, Lord God, and nothing shall by any means hurt them. Lord God, we bless and strengthen and call all every need met, and we call forth the abundance of your provision in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our parents, Lord God, our elders, Lord God, our grandparents, Lord God. We decree strength and protection and renewed strength and renewed cognition, Lord God, mental clarity, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We pray strength and complete healing. We pray for Apostle Prophetess Michelle Cruz. We decree and declare, Lord God, victory and breakthrough and strength, Lord God. We cover your prophets, Lord God. We cover your families, Lord God, that's represented on these calls, Lord God. We call for breakthrough. We call for victory. We call for deliverance and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this time and opportunity to meet together in agreement in prayer, Lord God. I pray for continued victory, Lord, continued breakthroughs, continued answered prayers and testimonies, Lord God, of healings, miracles, and even financial breakthroughs, Lord God. Continue to have your angels of protection around each one of us, and I pray just a fresh renewed focus and strength and expectation in each one of our hearts, Lord God. Thank you even in advance that you will answer the desires of our hearts, Lord God, those things that you put in our hearts, those intentions you put in our hearts, Lord God, as you continue to move us forward. I agree for just continued strength, Lord God, and perseverance to run the race that you have given us to run, and continue to move us forward into the open doors and breakthroughs and opportunities that you have ahead for us, Lord God. Thank you in advance for all the provision necessary, Lord God, for the purpose that you've called each one of us to, Lord God. Where you guide, you provide. So thank you in advance for answered prayers, for needs being met, Lord God, for continued protection over our families and loved ones. And thank you for even continued witty inventions, Lord God, insights and ideas that will bring prosperity and breakthrough in our lives. Stir our hearts, Lord God. Stir the giftings in our hearts as you continue to move us forward as well into even a season of expansion and promotion and elevation, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for another day, a new day that you have made. And I thank you for being able to be on the line tonight, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in my life and in my body. And I thank you, God, for this company of prophets and the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah for their vision for this midnight cry, God. And I thank you for every single person on the line, God. And I ask you to bless each and every one of them. Bless them in their going and coming. Bless them in their prosperity. Bless them in their health. Bless them in their homes, God. And I want to remember Prophetess Cheryl Lehi-Pulliam, someone I spoke to on the phone last night, God, that you would heal her. Give her divine healing, God, in her emotions. Touch her in her emotions, God. And I ask you to remember, I know you will, God, Prophetess Glenda Freeman in this time of her bereavement and her placing her son in your heavenly kingdom, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in all of our lives. And I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you, God, for your covering and for your protection and for your healing over all of your people, God. And I ask you to remember even those people, young men who have been brutalized and shot by police, God, and just gone from here, and nobody's being held accountable, God. Please bring justice to these families, Lord. Bring justice to your people here in the United States, God. Cover all of them. Cover these young men, young black men who are dying by the hands of guns, God. Please, please, please. Please, Lord, and I thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, and so, Lord, we give you thanks and give you praise. As we come to you, Father, in no other name but the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, giving you glory and honor and adoration. Father, you are great and greatly to be praised. And your word declare, Father, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, you say rejoice. Let in our moderation be known to all men the Lord is at hand. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for our spiritual leaders in the house, my God, even Archbishop Ibrahim Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, that you upon of your spirit, your anointing upon their lives, my God, afresh, my God, even the reserve, my God, the overflow we've decreed in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrion and Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Father, in a very unique and special way, Father, continue to heal. Lift them up in a very special way. You rejuvenate their spirit, my God, the entire Jordan family and the Berrion family and Zoe Ministry family, my God, and the company of prophets. We thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood, Lord, that you apply even over our lives and our homes and families and nation. And we thank you for your angels, your assigned even to the block party, Father, that your protection would be all around. Your angel would be all around, encamped all around, Father. And everyone that's come there, my God, will be protected. We give you the glory and the praise for the victory in every area. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the blood of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life that you have given us this morning. We thank you for your mighty protection upon our life, Lord. We thank you for who you are in our life, Lord. We thank you for your grace, your mercy upon our life in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to worship you as we bow before your throne, Lord. Father, let the nation be awakened. Let the earth hear the voice of the Lord this morning. Judge the nation in your sight, Father, and put them to fear that they might now themselves to be but men. Father, the whole creation groans and labor to be delivered from the bondage of corruption, Lord, into the glorious liberty, into the glorious liberty, the bondage of corruption, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Send forth your spirit of truth to bear witness, Father, and convict the world of sin, Lord, of righteousness and of judgment. Cause them to repent and to return to their idols, Lord. Shake the nation, Father, so they will come to the desire of all nations, Jesus. Father, cause your people to rise up. Gather your mighty ones to prepare for war, Lord. Bring the multitude into the veil of division, Lord. Send your ambassador into the nations, Father. Open to them a door of the word to speak the mystery of Christ, Lord, that the gospel and the kingdom may be preached in all over the world. You have declared to your people, Lord, that the power of your works in giving them the heritage of the nation. Let every knee bow, Father, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Cause righteousness and praise to bring forth, Lord. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. Father, you are God, and we just want to thank you, Lord, for who you are in our life. Let all the nations be blessed through your people, Lord, and let the words of the heathens be gathered together and be delivered into the hands of your people for the work of the Lord. Send forth your salvation, Father, to the end of the world, and make your enemies be our footstool in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power of healing, Lord. Father, those who are sick, mighty God, we send forth Jehovah Rapha to heal them, Lord. We are expecting a miracle to happen in your children this morning, Lord. We thank you that you are God. Your word says, Father, whatever we ask in your name, it shall be given unto us. And we just want to praise you, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now for the prophets and the listeners and the people of God that has come every day, those who are coming occasionally, just thanking you and praising you and worshiping you and praying you and thanking you for this time of worship and prayer. Lord, we thank you for the head of our ministry. We thank you for Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan. We thank you for First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for their family, and we thank you for their grandchildren, and we thank you for this time of thankfulness, and we thank you for the time of prayerfulness, and we thank you for the things that you're doing in our lives, Lord Jesus. We ask that you take us back to the time where we both loved you and we got rid of all these worldly things, and we thank you in advance for the things that you're helping us coming through and taking us to the way that we first met you. And Lord, we ask that you love us as we love each other, and we thank you for everyone in our lives. I thank you for my family. I thank you for those who are interacting with me and those who are on a consistent basis who I interact with. I bless them, and I ask that you increase them. I ask for miracles to be happening in each and every one of our lives. I thank you for the voices that are being heard in this season, the voices that are coming up, the people who are coming to Christ, the people who are asking who is God, and people are being delivered from evil spirits, evil attack, evil satanic things that's breaking down generation curses. Lord, we thank you right now, and we thank you for those who are just a part of this ministry, far and close. We thank you for all the prophets and prophetess, and we thank you for the ministers that is connected. We thank you for the Pilgrim Cathedral family. Lord, we thank you for all of our other company of prophets that's traveling abroad. We thank you for Prophet Daniel. We thank you for Master Prophet Prince. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the men that are coming in and the men's day that we are having. We thank you for our upcoming event this Saturday, the block party. We thank you for a safe. We thank you for a safe happening, safe event, and everyone having a good time. Lord Jesus, we ask for your protection, your circle of protection around us. And Lord, deliver us from evil. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. God, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to you out loud and awake. My prophetic voice arrays. Let your enemies be scattered with my prayer for everyone here. I say a personal prayer for me to lose and break any unwanted and misguided spirits that were not sent by you. I thank you for my life. Keep my lift in high spirits. Let your will be done. Your will be done. God bless me so I can bless others, and let your spirit move around me. Please use me and deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. I need you to keep me covered, me, wrap me around your arms. A special prayer for JR and the Clark's family. Your will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you for another day, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in our lives. We thank you for touching even our leaders and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every company of prophet, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, Father God. We thank you for lifting up even your daughter, Father God, Prophetess Glenda Freeman, Father God. We thank you for even touching the Clark family, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, in advance, Father God. We speak healing, wholeness, in completion, Father God, in your masterful name, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for we know that you are arising, Father God, and all of your enemies are being scattered, Father God. We thank you for even doing a new thing inside of our lives, inside of relationships, Father God, inside of our minds, inside of our families' minds, Father God. We thank you for connecting families, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in marriages, Father God. We thank you for touching even our children's minds, Father God. We thank you for touching them as they come and as they go, Father God. We thank you for blessing us, Father God, and making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching even our young men, Father God. We ask, Father God, that, Father God, you keep your hand of mercy, Father God, even upon their lives, Father God, and even upon the individuals that they interact with, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare positive influence, Father God, over our youth, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that they walk in your word and in your light, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the day and all the days when we have cried, God. You have answered us, and you strengthening us, oh God. You strengthening us in our soul, oh God. Oh God, we want to give you our honor and glory, and we want to thank you for your greatness, God, and your glory, God. And God, we thank you, God, for even this privilege of lifting your name on high, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that truly you respect the lowly, oh God, but the proud you know afar off, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus, in your mighty name, oh God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. And we thank you, God, for truly your goodness endureth forever, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you, God, for even your loving kindness, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our families and shielding our families and our home with your blood, God. We thank you, God, for your loving, healing power, God. And God, we want to, and thank you, God, for looking on the sick and the shedding and all those who requested healing, God. Oh, God, answer their prayer, oh, God. Oh, God, in their lives, oh, God, and heal them, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to give you our honor and praise, oh, God, that even when we fall in the pits, oh, God, that you always bring us out, God. You bring us out with victory, God. And God, we want to give you our all in praise, and I want to say thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high, Father. We thank you for divine peace even now, taking over everyone even on the line, even those that aren't even here on the line, Father. We thank you for every family, every life, Father God. We thank you for direction. We thank you for obedience even now, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Holy Spirit, begin to move in a way to let us know that you are God. Let the kingdom, let the world know that you are God even now, Father God. I want to thank you for our families. I want to thank you for your protection and leading us and guiding us, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, allow your covering to protect us as we come and as we go. We'll forever continue to lift your name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I come to you with open hearts and open mind, and I just want to say thank you. To say thank you for all the good things you continue in our lives, God. And to say thank you, God, for your favor and your mercy. And say thank you for looking over our family, God, to cover those that may be in pain, God, and that you seek to send consoleness and send your angels of protection, healing around each and every one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now as your word said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. praise ye, the Lord. And Father God, we praise you for this midnight cry call. We thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, our leading lady, First Lady, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and Zoe Ministry Church family. Thank you, Father God, for their beloved children and their beloved grandkids. We thank you, Father God, that they are covered in your blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, and we thank you, Father God, for strength and renewal and healing and restoration to her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Prophetess Pastor Mary, Baron, and her beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we thank you, Father God, for even blessings and increase upon them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prophet that is on this line, Father God, and we decree and declare healing and restoration for them. We thank you, Father God, that you continue to bless them going in and coming out. You, Father God, you begin to cause an overflow of prosperity to flow in their life. We thank you for everyone on the sound of our voice. Every family that is standing, every individual that is standing for their families and loved ones, Father God, even concerning employment, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that you can do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in them. We thank you, Father God, that you make them the head and not the tail. They're on top and not beneath. They can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. We thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, Father God, that you will bless prophets, Freeman, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our heart right now and over our entire family. Bring peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto her. God bless everyone that is on the prayer request. We plead the blood over them, Father God, and we speak wholeness and completeness for them. In the name of God, I pray for my son, Cecil Smart, and I thank you, Father God, for you putting your loving arms around him, and you promise, God, I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing him in to the fold and bringing him into, Father God, doing your will for your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even as I pray tonight, as your disciples say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen, amen. Glory.
Father, we thank you for every prayer, every request that has been uttered on this call this evening. And Father, we pray for Sister Dorothy, Pastor Dorothy Reed, J.R. Father, we pray for even the Glenda Freeman family. Father, touch them, we'll bring encouragement and give them peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind, even in this season of their grieving. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for those that are sick and shedding. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are already touching, healing, and bringing restoration unto their very being in this season. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we start out on this day, allow this day to be one of the greatest days that we have ever experienced, and we will be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor. And as we move forward in this day, Father, we thank you for your favor, and we thank you, Lord, for the angel of protection and safety. And we thank you, Lord, that you're ordering our footsteps, and we give you the praise and we give you the honor now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Prophet Sam, I'm going to release it and turn it over to you. Thank you, family. I love you. We are going to keep on keeping on because the best is still yet to come. God is at work. Who can stand but give him praise? So thank you, family. I love you to life. Peace and blessings. Prophet Naomi.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We love you. Just want to give you a quick update, people of God. We'll be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning with our prophet Stephanie Jordan and assisting the Archbishop and the Master Archbishop, our Master Prophet. Amen. Just want to let everyone know, check your emails, check your email. And those that are in the New York City area, church family, come down to the block party at the church 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. Thank you and good night, and God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.